Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Brandy Hansen.
Good morning, LaVon.
Brandy, you are the director for the landfill, the Cass County Sanitary Landfill. And how are things going getting ready for winter?
Well, it's a challenge like for anyone else. Mud is not our friend out there. We would prefer for it to just go ahead and freeze up if it's going to be wintertime.
So I want to talk, first of all, today, beyond that, about this season that we're in, kind of starting Thanksgiving, going through the new year, of all of the ribbon and paper and cardboard. Do you really see an increase?
Oh, absolutely. You know, with all of the Christmas joy comes the Christmas garbage. So it has to go somewhere, and we get to see all of that. There is some things that you can recycle. Not everything is recyclable. So I think that we're going to visit a little bit today about what is and is not.
Let's start with ribbon.
All right. Ribbon is not recyclable in our current markets. So if you want to recycle it, do like I do. You just pull off every ribbon and bow and you stuff it in a bag and you save it until next year to be reused again.
Yeah, I have to mention a personal experience. I have a sister-in-law who has very unusual ribbon. So when I save it, we put it back on her packages and she recognizes it. It's gotten to be kind of a game,
yes.
You know, to see how we can reuse it and if she recognizes it. Okay, so ribbon, what about paper?
Paper depends on the kind of wrapping paper that you do purchase. Some of that really gorgeous foil wrapping paper, the kind that you get like 2 feet on the roll. It's really pretty, but it is not recyclable in our recycle bins. The other kind of wrapping paper, just the regular wrapping paper that's not foil back, that is recyclable. If you would just go ahead and put it in the newspaper and magazine bin, we can take care and make sure that that's recycled.
And that just reminds me, you know, some of the neatest packages I've seen have been wrapped in recycled paper bags.
Yes. Yes, the brown paper bags, and a lot of them do this gorgeous stamping effect on them.
Right.
They turn out just gorgeous. The brown paper grocery bags, if you would put that in with the cardboard, so you just kind of keep in mind that's the same color as cardboard, so go ahead and recycle it with the cardboard.
Oh, I just learned something. I didn't realize that. Right.
Yes.
So mentioning cardboard, let's talk about that, because I think a lot of companies, a lot of products are way overpackaged, lots of cardboard.
They really are overpackaged. I think it's to make you believe that you're actually getting more than you are. The cardboard is definitely recycled on those packages. They call it like a blister wrap. That's the plastic part of that. That is not recyclable. So make sure that you separate that from the cardboard. And when you do go to the bins to recycle your cardboard, if you could make sure that you flatten all of the cardboard down before you put it in the bins, that saves so much space in there. There's just no use our driver coming out and transporting air, which is what happens a lot of times when somebody shoves a big TV box in those slots and then nobody else can fit any other boxes in there.
And we get a little frustrated when we go to recycle and it's already full.
Absolutely. And then I get phone calls.
So flatten those boxes. And when you say, since you've said the brown grocery sacks go with the cardboard, I'm thinking all like the cereal box weight, and a lot of the gifts will come in that weight, and that's
yes.
also cardboard.
That is fine. We prefer those thick corrugated cardboard. That's where the money is in the recycling market, but we're allowed so much of what they call a box board, which is like your cereal boxes. What we try to steer away from is anything with a really hard waxy coating on it, so that would be like your frozen food containers. Nothing like the greasy Casey's pizza box. That's not
Please
a good recycling.
No, huh?
Yeah, right, especially in the summertime.
Oh, yeah. An extra little thing to think
yes.
about there. So we've talked some about plastic, that blister stuff isn't recyclable, but much of it is. How do we know?
Look for that triangle symbol. It's called the chasing arrow symbol, and it's going to have a number 1 through 7 on there. Look for that symbol on anything that you want to recycle, and make sure that it's a pure plastic. There are some items, like a lot of toys, that have plastic that's recyclable, but then they might have maybe metal spokes on the wheels or something like that. That then makes it unrecyclable. It's a mixed material, and when it gets to our facility, it has to be thrown away rather than recycled. So we spend a lot of time sorting out that type of material.
Okay. If it is already recycled plastic, is that okay as long as it's labeled? I mean, as long as it has that symbol on it.
As long as it has that symbol, there's a pretty good bet we'll be okay. Things like PVC pipe is not recyclable. That's a composite material, so that's something that we can't recycle again. Plastic is kind of one of those funny things. Once it is recycled once, it degrades that material and it's not able to be a pure plastic again.
And going back to the toys and things, I'm thinking maybe it would be good if we would take time to jerk the metal
yes,
parts off if
absolutely.
We can do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can do that. That would help us out.
Because we are paying for all of those services that we ask you to do.
And through your tipping fees, when you come out and dispose of garbage at the landfill or your hauler, if you have one of the haulers around town, and the fees that they charge you, that helps cover these services. We do not charge the communities directly for picking up those boxes. But when we see a lot of open dumping around the boxes, and that's been a problem in the past around here, some of the boxes have been asked to be removed from their locations because people are just not recycling in a responsible way. They figure that's just an open dumpster and they can dump anything. I've seen, you know, everything from furniture to microwaves to used cat litter, you know, end up in those boxes. Once that happens, that contaminates the entire load, and none of that can be recycled.
That's really,
it's frustrating for the people that are trying to do it right.
Yeah. Yes. And all of us should be unhappy when that happens. Yes. Because a whole load of that, I mean, that's a lot of stuff.
It really is. It's so sad when somebody dumps, you know, something that, you know, gross basically in the recycle bins, and then the people, you know, that come along behind them have to deal with that.
Okay. Let's go back and talk a minute about paper, because that's going to go in with the newspaper.
With the newspaper and magazines, yes. Okay.
And, like, I get quite a few, I'm going to say postcards, but they're shiny and heavier than paper that are promoting something. Does that,
that will
okay?
be in with the newspaper magazines. That would be perfect if you would put those in those slots.
Okay. So we have lots of things that come to our house, not just as gifts, but as a promotion and
yes.
so on.
Yes. Yeah, you see a lot of extra mail around this time of year, too.
That's true.
And
catalogs.
As we start into the political season, you'll also see the flyers and everything else, too, coming from that. So,
oh, boy. We have lots of chances to recycle.
Yes.
Okay. So we've talked about paper. We've talked about ribbon. And by the way, I have a figure that says about 38,000 miles of ribbon is tossed into the trash when it shouldn't be.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. And so maybe we could, maybe, you know, what if we use twine instead of ribbon?
Twine like that, you know, easily reused. And some of the rustic type of packaging, that would just look great on that.
And what about cards, holiday cards? You know, some people are saying I'm not sending cards, but there's still millions of cards out
there. There's still a lot
there.
Of people that send the
and
cards out and the newsletters. If you would put those in with the newspaper and magazines also, we would be great.
Okay, so. And all those envelopes could go in there too?
Same thing too, yes.
Okay. Or you could recycle those in a lot of different ways. I always cut them. I can't quit. I have so many of them already, but make gift tags out of them.
Yeah,
you know,
I do the same thing. It's usually that at midnight when I run out of regular gift tags that I'm cutting up cards.
And actually, I enjoy doing that after Christmas. You know, maybe it's watching the bowl game, of cutting those up. And it's kind of a way to review who I got the cards from and look at the messages.
I have so many
again.
Pretty pictures on those cards.
Yes, yes. So, okay, cards. Let's see. We talked about, I want to go back to plastic because we skipped something about plastic. Many of the, like, orange juice containers, milk containers, other things that are plastic that are recyclable come with lids.
Right. And for those, if you want to just go ahead and pull those off for us, in the wintertime, it's not as big a deal. In the summertime, you know, that traps that moisture in those containers. And that's what, you know, ends up causing that beautiful aroma around the bins if they're not rinsed well. Okay. We're not asking you to, you know, wash them three times and disinfect the containers. Just give them a little quick rinse out.
And sometimes those lids are not recyclable.
Correct. So if you just err on the side of safety, just go ahead and toss those lids for us and recycle the container.
Okay. Another thing related to the season is there's going to be a lot of people get some kind of electronic gift.
Oh, yes. Yes. If you're lucky, you're receiving one of the new gadgets this year. Unfortunately, we all know that it's a lot cheaper to just throw away the old ones rather than repair them. That's just the society that we've become, as a throwaway society. Some of the older TVs, you know, are obsolete now. You can't get HD on some of these. So we will see a huge influx of electronics right after Christmas time. We'll see the TVs and we'll see stereo equipment. We'll see cell phones and things like that. The only thing that the landfill charges for is anything with a screen or a monitor to it. So it'll be the monitor from your computer or the screen of a television. And the way that we go by charging for those is we do a diagonal screen measurement, which is an industry standard. If it's 19 inch or less, it's $10. Anything larger than that is $20. So even the giant screen TVs that were in the man cave are just $20 to get rid of.
Okay, and we shouldn't be putting those in any recycling bins.
You need to bring those out. Part of the reason for that is when you try to shove those in a recycle bin, they're going to break. And there is about 8 to 10 pounds of lead in some of those older TV screens, and that's not something anybody wants to inhale.
Okay, so again, be responsible. We've had a couple of those pickups this last year,
yes,
where we could take those kinds of things. So I'm guessing that may happen again, just because it really is helpful for people. So hang on to them. Find a little place to put them until somebody says it's time to recycle those or pick up those electronics. Styrofoam.
Styrofoam, unfortunately, is not recyclable in this market, just because styrofoam doesn't weigh anything. So even if I send out a truckload of styrofoam tomorrow, it's not going to get me any money, and a trucker does not want that for a load. It's not a payload for them. So yes, in the big cities, they can have that market for recycling, but not around here, I'm afraid. So just go ahead and toss that in your garbage, because if you toss it in with the plastic, like we see a lot of it happen, then somebody has to sort that back out when it comes out to the landfill.
And what about plastic bags, like grocery bags and other
plastic
bags?
Same thing with those. We would really like you to take those to either one of the grocery stores in town and recycle those at their front door. Most of them have bins that you can recycle the plastic grocery bags. Those are not recyclable. The other problem with those is once they do come out and they get shoved in those recycle bins, they get kind of locked. It causes a jam in those bins. And when we open up the bottom chute, everything's stuck in there. So we spend about half an hour to 45 minutes with a hoe or some other type of tool trying to drag these plastic bags out of there that are caught up in there. If you would just throw in your jugs or something like that loose, it makes it so much easier for our workers to be able to empty those bins efficiently.
Okay. Brandy, I think we need to have you come back because there's some other questions
okay.
I have.
I'd love to.
And also, I want to talk about maybe possibly people visiting to see what goes on out there. It's an education. So
we welcome tours.
All
absolutely.
Right. We thank you very much, Brandy Hansen, who is the director for the Cass County Sanitary Landfill and Recycling. Until next time, here's a thought. Maybe Christmas, the Grinch thought, doesn't come from a store.